And so that's our practice here. Many of you are already practicing. You try it out here. It requires alertness. It requires you to be alert to see what your relationship is to the present moment, at this moment. So you need a certain degree of alertness is needed. And so it also implies that your sense perceptions will become sharpened, because very often you will find yourself looking and listening with greater intensity, greater clarity, as you walk from here to there, as you sit, lie, stand. And the amazing thing is, when you no longer deny this, the isness of now, the stream of mental noise that we call thinking, that is totally conditioned by the past, slows down. And you may encounter spaces of pure, alert, aware presence. You may find yourself looking at a tree or a flower or the sky in a state of simple, alert clarity. And you are so aligned with this beautiful moment that there is no need to add something to it by labeling it mentally in any way or interpreting it in any way. Nothing is needed. Nothing needs to be added to the incredible aliveness, the incredible beauty that's already here. And before, you couldn't see it because you could only see it through very obscurely through some screen of that thinking screen. And then you might walk through nature and say, oh, there's a pretty flower. And the mind goes on. Oh, look at that tree. It must be an oak tree. I wonder how old it is. Yes. And then on to the next. And this is, so the cessation of the involuntary stream of thinking that most people are totally trapped in comes with the yes to what is. You don't need to say, okay, I have to stop my mind. That usually doesn't work. Occasionally, people who are in extreme agony of suffering, occasionally that can stop your mind. But unfortunately, that's not your case. So we have to make do with what we have here. And that is, you've suffered enough. You wouldn't be here if you hadn't. You've suffered enough because you see what an unsatisfying place the world is when you are not connected with that which is beyond and deeper. But when you are connected, and the portal is now, when you are connected, the world isn't really that unsatisfying anymore because your expectations are considerably lower. Now, that sounds negative, but let me explain. You no longer expect that some person or some situation or some achievement or some place or some possession should make you fulfilled and happy. You're no longer looking to the world to make you happy, to give you, to add to you, to finally make the sense of self complete. Now I'm full. I've got everything. Just wait.